Hey, this is Mike Wilmot with Microsoft. Today on SQL Shorts, I want to cover the new Power View tool that is in SharePoint. And it is a tool that is based on SQL Server 2012, and it's a Silverlight control that exists in a web browser. As you can see here, this is an actual web browser that we're running. So I'm going to go ahead and create a report based on some car sales data. So you see you have a nice interface here. You just click on the canvas, and at this point you can just actually click on an entity here. So I'm going to click on the whole cars entity. Power View is smart enough to know that I just want to put the whole table on here. So you can see we can kind of scroll through these. It's really nice UI. And what I'll do here is I'm going to put this as a card interface. So if we come down in the menu bar, you can see that we've got a card interface. And you can kind of resize that however you want. So we'll kind of resize it a little bit smaller. And then what we're going to do, since we're doing car sales over time, what we're going to do is add a column chart of cars type and sales cumulative. So let's look at the car type and the cumulative sales. And well, this is good information, but what we're going to do is make it into something that's a little bit more understandable. So you can see here that we've got an interface that we can click on. When we click on the interface, it's going to cross-filter everything else on the canvas. You've also got the ability to do sorting. If you want to sort by sales versus type, you can do that. You can also change it from ascending to descending order if you want. And it also, if you want, you can kind of come in here and create a filter if you wanted that would allow you to do things like create filters on specific items. And you can clear that filter if you want. There's also an advanced mode that you can plug into if you want and leverage that. So we've got the cumulative sales by type here. What I'm going to do now is look at kind of a time series. So I'm going to create another graph here, and let's look at time by quarter. So we're going to have a calendar dimension. And then we're going to look at sales prior year. And we're also going to make this into a line chart. So the nice part about having this, the Silverlight UI, it's nice and snappy. You can just kind of change what you want to see. I don't really like this measure that much. So what I'll do is I'm going to change that. I'm going to change it to sales amount. So this is giving us an idea of if you're looking at a specific type of car, what your sales amount's going to be for those types. And you can also use a control click to get a combination of those items. Again, if I wanted to, I could come in here and do some filtering. Just click on filters, and you can either filter by view or by chart. So if you wanted to come in here and look at, say, all your sales, you could use a slider to create filters, or you could look by type here. And you can also just click a different chart, and that'll give you a different thing to filter on. So if you didn't want to filter on, if you didn't want to have everything, you could kind of come in here and you could change the filter real time. So now that we know the car sales over time, what we're going to do is create another view. This is a nice new feature in the RC0 timeframe, is that it's got this idea of views. So it used to be you just had one view. You can duplicate this view if you want. So come in here and you could create an exact duplicate and modify that. Or what you can do is just come in and create a new view. That's what we'll do here. This second view is going to be a gas price impact on models. So in this case, we're going to just kind of do some ad hoc reporting and figure out what effect the price of gas has in the model. And you can guess that SUVs are probably not going to look real good in the long run, and hybrids are. So let's look at a line chart, and we'll come in here and we're going to look at the average gas price. So I think it's in our sales table here, and we're going to look at that by quarter. And again, we want this to be a line chart, so we'll go ahead and select that. So you can see that the price of gas has been pretty randomized around 2009. It's got pretty much hammered, but before that it was spiking. So that's going to really disrupt sales. So let's go ahead and create a scatter plot, and this time we're going to look at a multi-dimensional scatter plot. This is one of the places where Power View really shines. And what we're going to do is add a bunch of different things. So we'll come in here and we'll look at cumulative sales. We're going to look at margin. We're going to make this a scatter plot. Let's call for sales growth year over year. And you can see it's putting this in X, Y, and size bubbles. The size is the size of the bubble. And then what we're going to do is cars.type is going to go on the details. And then time.quarter is going to go on the play axis. So we don't want this on color, we want it on play axis. So I'm going to drag it down here. So what we should have is cumulative sales, margin, year over year growth, and the details should be cars.type. So that's perfect. Now we've got the kind of look and feel that we want. We can pop this out if we want and get a better view of it. And also remember, as we click on different items, that's going to filter what's going on in the rest of the canvas here. And we might want to click on multiple items at the same time so we can again use that control click. So I'm going to unselect everything and we're going to kind of run this thing over time and see how it looks. And you can again get a kind of a visualized view of how things look in a bigger context here. What we're seeing here is that the hybrids are really popping out towards the end, which is what we expected, and SUVs are kind of dropping down. Again, I'll play with those specifically and we'll kind of be able to track those. So SUVs are doing fine until the gas prices go through the roof, and then hybrids really start taking on some value at the end. And the last thing I'll do is if I want to kind of get an idea of which cars are probably the best for me, if I'm looking to compare SUVs and hybrid cars, then I can probably look at things like model and miles per gallon. So let's go to, say, miles per gallon city and the model that we're looking at. And in this case, I'm going to make this a card interface. So let's find the cards. So we'll click on this item here and we'll go ahead and select the card interface, or we could select tiles. Let's go ahead and do that. So in this case, we've got the ability to see which cars are in our universe. And then we can, again, click on the different items here and kind of see miles per gallon. If I don't really like this, then what I can do is select a different type of interface. So what we're going to do here is select, say, the image of the car, the city miles, and let's look at, we can look at the make as well. So this gives us kind of a nice view of what types of cars we're talking about. Again, I can select hybrid cars here. I can unselect it and get all the cars, or we can look at things like, you know, specific types of cars like SUVs and or hybrids, and we can kind of scroll through this report and figure out what the miles per gallon city are. So it's pretty nice, helpful in that regard. Then when we're done with all this, we can go ahead and save this. So I'm going to go ahead and save this report to SharePoint. This will be nice because anyone else coming to the SharePoint site can save it as a new file or just look at it. You can also see that we've got the ability to come in and do things like filtering, reading mode, or full screen mode. So full screen gives you a really nice view of it. And you've also got a different mode, like I said, reading mode. So those are just different ways of kind of being able to interact with it. And something to not forget is that in the latest release in RC0, we've got the ability to save this thing to PowerPoint, which is huge. And not only can we save it to PowerPoint, but it's going to be interactive. So let's go ahead and save this to PowerPoint. I'm going to put it on my desktop and save it. Go ahead and replace it. Again, this is going to be fully interactive in PowerPoint. So when I go ahead and open this, we're going to be able to see it fully functional in PowerPoint, which is really amazing. And you can interact with it. You can take it to meetings and present it that way. So it's saved out to PowerPoint at this point. Now we can just kind of click on this item here. And there we go. This is a PowerPoint presentation. If we want to do a slideshow from it, we can start from the current slide. And it's also got a nice feature that you can click on the bottom here, click to interact. And this will take you to a fully interactive mode that you can click on items, and it'll actually allow you to interact with it as if it was on the web browser. So we can click on these items here, and it works perfectly. And again, you can take this to a meeting, and you know, have a great presentation that way. So hopefully that gives you an idea of some of the new features in Power View, and I've enjoyed spending time with you today. This is Mike Wilmot with Microsoft doing some more SQL Shorts. Feel free to ping me with questions, and have a great day.